10 o'clock, showtime. Welcome to Night Fright. It's Brent Holland here. Tonight we've got a really special guest, one of my faves in the studio. He was our first guest on the show going back to July. And he's become a regular here, and he's brought some special stuff with him tonight. Who here hasn't looked in the sky and wondered, are we alone? Is there anything else besides us, or is this all there is? Who here hasn't looked in the sky and seen something streak across the sky that was out of place and has seen a different kind of light, perhaps? Who here hasn't wondered and thought, have we been visited? Tonight, on Night Fright, Michel Deschamps. Strap in and hang on. This is going to be a great show. Here we go.
There is a time to question. There is a time for answers. There is a time to challenge. There is a time to speculate. There is a time for change. There is a time for truth. The time is now. Welcome to Night Fright, your voice in the dark for paranormal and conspiracy radio. And now your host, Brent Holland.
Good evening and hello. I'm going to jump right to it. We got a lot to cover tonight on Night Fright. We got Michel Deschamps here, Sudbury's own UFO expert. Michel, why don't you move over a little bit closer to me? It's because we had to change headphones during the break there. I should have brought my own headphones again, and I keep forgetting to do that. Thank you, Shadow. Take care, buddy. Tonight we're going to be talking about UFOs in Sudbury, UFO sightings, UFO abductions, in and around. Last time you were in, you brought two incredible pictures in with you from Manitoulin Island, a possible landing site.
Yeah.
And I was just enthralled with that. Why don't we start off and just jump right in? And what's new? You were saying last night, just before we came on air, around 3 o'clock in the morning on the Kingsway.
Yeah.
Somebody had a sighting.
As far as I know.
Let's go there, man. Let's go there.
Well, I don't have a lot of descriptions about the sighting, but I was woken up at 7:30 this morning with the phone ringing. And it says, man. So I pick up the phone and, get out of bed, pick up the phone, and says, yeah, we just seen, like, lights over the Kingsway, and it looks like Christmas lights and stuff, like, you know. So I don't have any more details whether or not they were, you know, like, attached to something, like a dark shape or whatever, but 3 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of reminiscent of the sightings back in the 60s when my friend who worked at INCO would, after his 4 to 12 shift, actually would go out, well, after his initial sighting in 1966, he'd go out, and after having a little meal at around 12, midnight, 1 o'clock, they'd stay up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and there'd be an awful lot of sightings in Sudbury. Like, we're talking objects coming down, and actually we'll be talking about that sucking power off the power lines, causing blackouts. Like,
we'll get into. I just want to throw this number out real quick for people that are listening, just in case you saw the same type of thing last night. The number here to speak with Michelle is 705-673-6538. Once again, that's 705-673-6538. Too shy to come on air, but you do want to speak with Michelle. We have an email. You can fast blast us, so to speak, at nightfrightshow@gmail.com. nightfrightshow@gmail.com. If you've seen any anomalies out and about, give us a call. Let us know, because Michel is the guy that categorizes all these anomalies, and he records them, and he's got a huge catalog going all the way back, as you know. This man is a wealth of information. Let's go into those power line things. What's that all about, buddy?
Well, the one particular case I think about all the time is, actually, it's on my website. If people go to my website, www.newforce.com, that's N as in Normand, O, U, F as in Frank, O, R as in research, and S as in study.com, New Force. If you go to the audio clips page, the first person that's up there, actually, you will see a picture of him. He goes by the nickname UFO Don. Retired from INCO in 1985 as a welding shop foreman and had several sightings in the late 60s. Before that, in the 50s, actually, I have to tell you, the guy was totally skeptical about these reports that he'd read in the papers. And the one incident that kind of convinced him something was real about this, him and a buddy actually drove out to Garson Mine in either late July or August of 1954, because on July 6, 1954, there was a landing there of an object with three 13-foot-tall beings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It made front page of the Sudbury Star.
No kidding.
A guy by the name of Ennio Lasarza actually would walk to work every day because he lived nearby. And this particular day, he actually came across the landed craft, and the beings came out, and he was caught in sort of an hypnotic stare. And after having been released from this hypnotic stare, he finally made it to the guardhouse, or the first aid house, and he was as white as a sheet and nearly fainted.